Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 30th, 2021. Between good and evil. Question. Why is it that the more that we do good, the more evil is revealed, to the point of hatred? Answer. Indeed, the more that you do good, the more evil is revealed to you. In principle, this is the correct realization of the system. By doing something good, you have completed a level, you have corrected something within you, and now your next level is revealed, which begins with evil to make it possible for you to correct it, and so on. Much has been written about this in the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Therefore, your good deeds always arouse and invite bad results. Some students don't understand this. They run away from the implementation of the method and leave, others remain, and thanks to this they advance. This is exactly as it is in a science. The more that a person learns, the more it seems to him that he knows nothing and many questions appear within him, while someone who doesn't learn anything thinks that he understands everything. After all, what is special here? Everything is clear. That is how it happens everywhere. On all levels of attainment, as it is said, he who increases knowledge, increases pain, Ecclesiastes 1:18. But it is specifically this that leads him to greater knowledge. And here again we encounter that it is up to us, to balance the right and left lines and exist between them. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 16, 2018. How can I check if I have a soul? Question. What is a soul and how can one check for its existence if a person has worked on developing it for many years? Did he get it? After all, it is possible that while working in this direction, he was not getting there at all but went in the opposite way. Answer. In order to develop the soul in you, you need to practice Kabbalah in a certain environment, in a group. And then in a few years, instead of feeling yourself, you will begin to feel the surrounding space, your friends. And later, through your friends, you will begin to feel the upper force, which fills the space around us, but you did not feel it before. Through connection with your friends, you will develop a sensor that can feel the Creator. This feeling will be called your soul. It is impossible to do this without practicing Kabbalah in a group. If you want to save time, then do not even try to approach this in other ways. From Cab TV's Ask a Kabbalist, March 20, 2019. Why doesn't the Creator instill knowledge in us, at birth? Question. Isn't the desire to become like the Creator the highest level of egoism? Why should attainment happen precisely through Kabbalah if the Creator originally intended the created beings to obtain His quality? It would be more logical if the Creator already instilled the necessary knowledge and instructions for this life in each person at birth. Answer. Then a person would be just a machine, a robot. The desire of the Creator, however, is to create man in full likeness with Him. That is, to have free will, choice, decision, and action. This is impossible without problems, dissents, assents, and understanding, without everything we have today. This is a very difficult path, but it constantly shapes the inner consciousness of a person. Only then can he understand the Creator, his thought, his purpose, and implement it. From Cab TV's Ask a Kabbalist, March 20, 2019. Concentration of evil. Question. Egypt in Hebrew is called Mitzrayim, from the words Mitzrah, concentration of evil. Is this a spiritual state? Answer. Yes. And it is revealed to everyone. Everyone who enters the ten must say that we are now in Egypt because we feel our state as evil. From the corporeal point of view, this state may be beautiful, but in relation to the goal, it is very far from attaining the Creator. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, April 15, 2019.